Do you guys like pop culture happenings? Do you want to keep up to date on all the nerdy news? Well, then you're in the right place. I'm Troy Stegner with Zia Comics Talk Nerdy to Me, and I am bringing you the Daily Nerd Brief. I'm sure you guys don't want to see my face, so let me just share the screen with you guys. Get this out of the way here. Put me down in the corner. Boom, and how about a little smaller than that even? There we go. Yeah. Okay, let's start with movie, not rumors, but it's been confirmed. There's going to be a Sesame Street movie. That's right, directed by Portlandia co-creator Jonathan Krizel. He's going to be directing the Warner Brothers' upcoming Sesame Street film. If you're not aware, PBS sold Sesame Street to HBO. HBO obviously has big plans for it. I think the last Sesame Street movie, and probably the only one, was the Big Bird movie back in 1985, I think, that time frame. And it got decent reviews. This one, like I said, directed by the Portlandia dude, Jonathan Krizel. It's going to be a live-action Sesame Street feature for Warner Brothers. If you're a big Sesame Street fan, and why wouldn't you be? It's been around since 1969. Somebody's listening and watching it. Let's see. They've been working on this since 2012. It got tied up in a bunch of rights and, you know, legal mumbo-jumbo. There's no date yet. They all have so far just gotten the producer. The guy, you know, this guy who did it is going to do it, has won 3 Emmy nominations. Okay, well, nominations aren't winning, but so he was nominated for 3 Emmys. So, looking forward to the Sesame Street movie. If you have a kid, then you got an excuse to go watch it. If you don't have a kid, go watch it anyway. Who cares? These are some very iconic characters from pretty much everyone's childhood. Going to HBO now, owned by Warner Brothers. They will have a movie coming out sometime in the near future. All right, the next topic I have for you. You wonder why you haven't seen Jason Voorhees in a while, Friday the 13th. Good reason for that. The rights for Friday the 13th were in court. They were being battled over. The screenwriter, Victor Miller, he actually won a summary judgment in the U.S. District Court and filed that away, so I'm going to come back to that here in a minute. He won a summary judgment in the U.S. District Court against the producers of the film. They were trying to say it was a work for hire. He's saying, no, it wasn't. There's some provision in copyright law. Again, all this legal mumbo-jumbo stuff. The provision says that he is allowed to end the current agreement of rights and reclaim ownership after 35 years have passed from the publishing date. Okay, that time has passed. He's wanting it back. He's only won the summary judgment for the Friday the 13th movie, the original. That leaves it wide open because if you watched the original, you didn't have hockey mask wearing Jason. Jason was not the one going around killing people in the original Friday the 13th. It was his mom who was trying to get revenge on all the camp counselors who were not paying attention and allowed her son to drown Jason. You don't even see Jason until the very end when he pops out of Camp Crystal Lake's lake there and capsizes the canoe that the lone survivor was in. So, you know, that's still kind of up in the air. Like I said, the hockey mask wearing Jason is not covered under this lawsuit. And the other thing is, remember I told you I was going to circle back? U.S. District Court. That's not going to cover him in any overseas jurisdictions. So they can make it overseas and it won't be covered because it's a U.S. District Court ruling. So he has won, kind of, not as much as I think he wanted to win. I'm sure there's going to be some more lawsuits coming from this. We can still see Jason, the hockey mask wearing Jason, which is what everybody wants to see anyway. He won rights to the first one, and I don't know if that extends to the naming convention for Friday the 13th. Maybe they'll have to call it, you know, Jason Voorhees or something along those lines. But anyway, now you know why you did not see any Friday the 13th for a while. It has been in court. Netflix. Let's jump over to TV. Netflix is, they've got a ton of new original content they've ordered. Like, I read somewhere over 200 and some new original series that they're going to be producing for Netflix. They're going to be one of the big players in the streaming services. They have just ordered a series based on a comic book, IDW's October Faction. If you've read October Faction, it's a really out there comic book. You've got, it's created by Steve Niles. You got this family called the Allens. And it consists of, you know, Fred and Dolores, he's a retired monster hunter. And he's got two kids, you know, and one's a thrill killer, or his wife's a thrill killer. Kids are a witch and a warlock. Interesting family, you know, monster hunters and people who kill just for the heck of it, and then witches and warlocks, all one family. They go back to their hometown after the father's dad dies, and they find out that little town has got all kinds of wild stuff going on there also, and they're pretty much suited for that town, so they will be uncovering all the secrets of this their hometown using their powers. They're not, I guess witches and warlocks have powers, but their experience to find out all the stuff going on in this little town. Let's see, I don't see anybody, none of these names stand out to me, so I won't even bother mentioning them. It's going to be produced by High Park Entertainment and IDW. Netflix has ordered 10 episodes, which seems to be the sweet spot for these series. Anything more than 10 episodes, you get some of the slowness in the series. So 10 is good for a season. So fans of October Faction, you will see this series based on the comic book coming to Netflix soon. No date, but soon. Another deal here with Netflix. I don't know how long it's going to last if Disney pulls all their Marvel movies back under their streaming service once the contract license is up. But in the meantime, Netflix has made Marvel's movies, their Netflix movies, its own special interface here. And let me show you here. Somebody's got a picture of it. So you'll go to the Marvel collection under Netflix, and it pops up. It's almost like a video game where you're picking which fighter you want to use. So you'll stop on the character, and the character kind of, you know, does his little pose. And if you hover on it longer than that, it'll actually start showing you the trailer from that series. Pretty slick, really nice interface. That's how they're going to get all their Marvel stuff all in one spot. Hopefully there'll be a lot of bleed over from people watching these series into the other series. And this is where I read it. 250 new properties for Netflix originals. So they're making it even easier for you to find all the Marvel material on Netflix while it lasts, until Disney pulls it back. Let's jump over to the comic book world. If you remember back when MTV had, I believe it was Liquid TV way back, with Aeon Flux and a bunch of the other stuff. Well, one of those was the Max. That was the first time I was introduced to the character. Really interesting character, this dude right here. In real life, he's a homeless dude living in a cardboard box. In his mind, he is a big protector in the Outland or Outback. Inside their minds, all these people's minds, is called the Outback. He's got to protect this girl called the Jungle Queen, who in real life is actually his social worker. It's really weird how they tie it all together. I guess they're going into other people's minds because they're doing a crossover with Batman. somehow they got this the actual real life homeless guy at Arkham. They're doing some experiments, I guess, with him and find out, you know, he's able to go through people's minds through the Outback. With Arkham having all the worst villains around in Gotham, he's going to be going through a lot of their minds. So you expect him running through maybe, probably Joker, Penguin, and maybe some third-tier type villains. With Batman around there too, it's going to be it's a really weird crossover. I'm interested to see how they're going to do it. The Max was a great show. More cerebral than what you would think when you watch it. You have to pay attention when he goes into the mines through the Outback. So yeah, Batman, The Max, Arkham Dreams, number one. Do we have a date for this? I don't see a date. It's going to be another 32-pager, $4.99. Look for this. Here we go. October 3rd. So that's this next new comic book day. You will see Batman and the Max. All right, collectors. Especially you Funko guys. They bought up another property, another license. Fortnite. They're going to be making Fortnite Funko Pops in November. And the keychains that they have, you can see there's a QR code you can scan. I don't know what that QR code does yet. I haven't seen it specified anywhere. Maybe some in-game content. Maybe it gives you this outfit. I don't know. We'll find out. Whenever these come out in November, I guess we'll find out unless somebody leaks it before then. But the two keychains, they have the Love Ranger and Cuddle Team Leader. And let me show you all the other pops are bringing out a bunch of different. I'm not going to name them all off. You can see the pictures here. Well, I guess we got some podcast people, so I will name them off. You have Tower Recon Specialist, the High Rise Assault Trooper, Black Knight, Moonwalker, Skull Trooper, Love Ranger, Merry Marauder, Crackshot, Red Nosed Raider, Omega, Bright Bomber, Raptor, Codename Elf, and the Cuddle Team Leader. Whew, that was a mouthful. So yeah, if you're a Funko collector or if you're just a Fortnite fan, these Funkos here, I don't usually like a lot of the Funkos. These I don't mind. Those cold, dead, lifeless eyes kind of get me on the Funkos a lot of times. But these, I play Fortnite here and there. I dabble. I'm not very good, but I like to play. These characters are pretty good, pretty faithful to the game. So if you're a collector, there you go. Speaking of collecting, with the Venom movie coming out this week, we have an art print from Sideshow Collectibles. Very, very limited. I mean, they're only making 250 worldwide. This thing is going to sell for $250. It's on pre-order. Comes out end of this year, November to December time frame. With that big limitation of only 250 made, only one per person. So if you thought you were going to corner the market and buy a big chunk of them, no, you get one. They will allow you to buy one per account. This thing is signed. There was two artists, David Igo and Fabian Schlage. Like I said, Venom, he's on a rooftop here. It's officially Marvel licensed. 24 by 18 inches. 100% cotton, acid free, matte, museo rag. Comes framed. Here's the thing. It's hand signed by David Igo. Here's where you got to be careful. It's got an authorized automated pencil signature from Fabian Schlage. What that means, hand signed means the dude actually has pen in hand and signed it himself. Authorized automated pencil signature is worthless in my mind. That's they have these things called auto pens. It's a little machine that it traces the guy's or girl's, whoever's autograph. And then you set the machine and it just replicates that. You throw the paper in there and it's almost like a printer. It just puts it on there itself. So yes, it kind of is their autograph, but actually it's a very detailed replica of their autograph, if you ask me. It's not a hand sign. Hand signed, in my mind, is actually autographed. automated pencil signature, why bother? Don't even do it. It's why you just ruined it by putting that on there. That adds absolutely no value in my mind to have an automated pencil signature. They just stuck a stack of those things in there and set it to go, and it just signed it by itself. Don't like that. Bad choice, Sideshow. Why would you do that? But anyway, it is signed by Igo, so you got one autograph on it. Very limited, 250. Let me show you some pictures here. Here's one. I like this one, close up. I just noticed he's standing on top of the Daily Bugle. If you know anything about Venom, that's where Peter Parker works, who is Spider-Man, who is the one who brought the Venom symbiote back to Earth after Secret War. It's a pretty big piece. Like I said, 24 by 18 inches. Really nice. You would not be ashamed to hang that in your hallway. Statues. We're going to get three different statues of the Cyber Demon from Doom, the game Doom. These are coming out in 2019 from Gamerheads. Let me show you. You can get all three for $699.99. That's pricey. They're pretty limited. They're going to be about 19 inches tall. The first one, which I'll show you the pictures here, is limited. It's the regular edition, limited to 1,000 pieces. You can see it's where they put the demon together with the cybernetic stuff for Doom. And it's a very iconic character in Doom if you've ever played the game. If not, you should. First person shooter, pretty cool. It's the flagship creation of UAC's Lazarus Project. They put the Balgar demon together with the Man Expedition and an Argent accumulator, so he can stand even more punishment. Genius idea. Okay, here is the exclusive. Are they calling it exclusive? No, this one's regular edition. No, the regular edition was what I just showed you. It's 1,000 pieces. You can only get two per customer. Let's see here. They're calling this the Cyber Demon Exclusive Edition. It has... The biggest change on it is really the LED lights. You got the Argent accumulator that lights up, and his hand cannon right here lights up. That's a nice little touch. It's limited to 500 pieces, so they're only making half as many of those. And the most exclusive one here is the Cyber Demon Exclusive Edition. Nope, Cyber Demon Collective Edition. They're only making 50 of these. And it is the unpainted, basically unfinished version. They say they do that so you can paint it to your own liking. I've never understood this, and sketch variants just elude me for some reason. Why would a sketch variant, which is basically the unfinished artwork, be more exclusive and cost more than the finished one? I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me. This one is same thing as a sketch variant, basically, except in statue form. Just unfinished. It's just cast, and there you go. They didn't paint it or anything. And, oh, yeah, this is even more exclusive, and you're probably going to pay more for that one. Don't understand it, but that's the way it is. The last article I have for you today... Video games. Assassin's Creed Odyssey. They have got a tie-in with Totino's Pizza Rolls. Yeah, I'm trying to say that without laughing. But this tie-in, the pizza rolls have an exclusive promo code on them that you can use to get different things in the game. Like the first one, you get an XP booster. The second one, you get the Horn of Ares Sickle Sword. The third gives you the Big Horn Bow. And then after the third one, I believe it just adds on more XP up until a maximum of 12. That's not all. They have exclusive promo codes for Totino's Pizzas that you can only get at our pizza rolls. You can get at Walmart. So You have the Walmart Totino Pizza Roll exclusive Ram Axe Heavy Weapon. You can only get it if you buy those pizza rolls at Walmart. And not just you can't just walk in and buy, you know, a little six pack. You have to buy the 120 count Totino's. Who can eat 120 pizza rolls? I mean, even if it takes you a week, that's like eating a whole bunch of Hot Pockets. You know, one or two is good. 120, you're out of your damn mind. You better have some friends. So if you want that big axe, you know, the Ram Axe Heavy Weapon, you're going to have to go to Walmart and buy a ton of Totino's pizza rolls. Assassin's Creed Odyssey is coming out October 5th, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and the PC. I'm not sure what I think about this, the product tie-in. I guess if you pay Assassin's Creed enough, they will help you sell product because they're probably going to sell a ton of pizza rolls just so people can get these special weapons. Craziness. Okay, like I said, that was the last thing I have for you guys. I'm going to go ahead and maximize myself again so you can see me in all my glory. Yeah. Look at that. Boom. Let's take it to the edge. And there we go. And I'm back. As always, please subscribe to this YouTube channel. Mash that bell icon so you get notified every time I put up a new video. If you're one of my auditory only friends on podcasts, subscribe to me on your favorite podcast platform. I will see you guys tomorrow. Later, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.